Okay.
Oh, okay.
Here we are. We're here.
It is. We're here. And look, it's Friday. And look who's happy. It's the hour to be happy. Are you feeling Friday happy?
Yeah, we're not quite. I don't see the notification where we're live yet, but I see we're live, but it hasn't notified me on my Facebook page.
It's telling me that we're live. So
yeah.
If anybody's out there watching this.
I'm on our phone to see, you know, how to do the check.
Well.
So anyway, hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
I know.
Other than the fact I got COVID tested today.
To
be cautious. Yeah, I had a minor sore throat when I swallow and, you know, no other symptoms, and the doctors didn't seem too concerned about it. But I got the testing done just to, you know, put my mind at ease. And if I somehow turned out positive, which it doesn't sound like it will be, then, you know, notify all the people that I've been around in the last few days, including you and that lovely patio party we had yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And everybody was, I think everybody was safe. You never know, but we were social distanced, and
it was breezy out there.
Yeah, and it actually, right after it broke up, it rained. So we kind of, it was a good deal. It was a lot. It was just so nice to see people.
God, wasn't it?
It's funny because Art and I talk every day, at least once, if not twice a day. We text back and forth. We do the podcast, but when I looked at you, I realized I hadn't physically seen you in almost 3 months.
I know. It's true. You don't think about it. Time just goes by, right?
3 months since we sat at my table and did our podcast together. It's so weird.
No kidding, man. It's weird.
It's just bizarre. Go ahead.
I was listening to some old episodes to look for little bits I could grab out of there. We're putting together a 30-second ad that put on other podcasts, and it was great listening to the old episodes and listening to the laughs we had.
I've been listening to help, you know, put some stuff together that we want to use, and we should do the best of kind of thing, because we had some really good, tooting our own horn, but basically tooting your horn, because Art is one of the best writers around and has written these wonderful advertisements for the show since we started, and they're all hysterical. And I want to
please continue.
And they're hysterical. And I went back and was listening, and I was laughing. Men tools, manly tools. When you need a tool that's as big as a man. I mean, all these crazy, crazy ones. And then what was it? Something Java? Something? You had one that was jacked up Java.
That's right.
There's just all these wonderful, wonderful ads that we need to bring back and do again.
Because we'll drag some of those out and plug them into the episodes.
There's a lot of them. There are a lot of them. I don't see anybody watching right at the moment. It so tells you just exactly how busy people are, actually, or just how important
we are. Maybe everybody's outside right now. Little of both.
Well, maybe we should have gone at 5 and people are more apt to be not doing something, but there's traffic today.
So let me describe.
Go ahead.
To you, what it's like to get COVID tested. Some people might be curious about that out there.
Yeah. Did you have to bend over?
No, that's not one of the places they search.
Oh. I had that wrong.
Are you sure I'm in the right room?
Really? I thought I had to pee on a stick. Am I peeing on a stick?
It's like when they put the hospital gown on you, and it's like open in the back, and you're like, you know, I'm here for my elbow, right? What do you guys have in mind? it was all pretty simple and easy. It was like getting a shot at the dentist, only less painful than that by quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's just more creepy than anything else.
Yeah.
And they have to kind of twist it as they're putting it into, and they're coming at you with this thing that's like, you know, 8 inches. You're like, is my head even that big? Are you
Is
planning
it
on
go,
going
yeah,
out
it
the
goes
back?
to the back of your brain? Is that what it, yeah.
What's the plan here?
Did they go
this
all,
is from
did
Cuckoo's
they go all
Nest,
the way
right?
up, right? Did they go all the way up?
Yeah, pretty much. And they have to leave it in there for 30 seconds. That's some kind of practical joke. And then twistle it and twiddle it and then remove it, twirling it as they remove it. And
this sounds like my first time.
There was a lot of just waiting 30
God.
Seconds for something to happen.
Oh, my God. That sounds horrific.
You know, it's not as bad as I imagined it was going to be. Not by a long shot. I feel like I could go get another one now if I had to and not be freaking about it. And it was very comforting to know that most of the people that have been, she's been seeing a lot of sore throats, and most of them come back negative. And that was comforting. And it was comforting to hear that, you know, I'll know within 24 hours, and it's probably nothing. But, you know, you got to be careful about these things. You really have to be.
Well, I thought of a really good way for us to create revenue.
Sounds good. Let's air it in front of people.
Yeah, it involves the COVID test.
Uh-huh.
We set up a microphone in that car line. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we entertain as people go through, they sit there in the car line.
Hey, who's feeling nervous today?
With our Venmo account on a placard. And just do
anybody from out of the neighborhood?
And just do stand-up.
Sounds great.
Why not? You got a built-in crowd. Everybody's in their cars. You're 6 feet away. It's a given deal. I think it's not a bad idea. Go ahead. Did you have more to tell us about your COVID test, though? Did you?
No, that's about it. Yeah, just don't worry about it. If anybody has to get it done out there, it's not as bad as it looks on the news. Because when you look at it at the news, you look at them holding this big long Q-tip that's for, you know, the Jolly Green Giant, and you're like, wow, I can't do that. But it's not that bad, honestly. I didn't enjoy it. I wouldn't do it as a hobby, but, you know, you could get through it.
I hope not. And, no, I want to stick something so far up my nose that it makes me change my mind.
Change my religion.
Really?
While you're up there, could you give me some more positive thoughts? Just puncture the bad ones.
I was... my day was just before we were going to do this at 2, and then we decided not to, and so I went to the store, and I realized that my capacity to still yell at the radio is still intact. I still have that ability to get pissed off at listening to the piece of shit person that is the president of the United States.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because he came on today and was saying about how he is going to make the sacrifice of wearing a mask at the Walter Reed Hospital when he goes to visit the vets.
Oh, how big of him!
And he goes, you know, it's not about catching the virus. For me, it's about spreading the virus. And I'm sitting at I of course my windows are down because it's a lovely day, and I'm sitting at this stop sign, and he says that, and I yelled out at my absolute loudest, "You stupid!" And I looked up, and I was so embarrassed. And there was a gal standing on the corner she was crossing with the same direction I was. And she looked at me and went, "Oh no, not you, Trump. And she starts laughing. I said, "I'm so sorry." Just like, "Oh my God, Susan, you need to not drive anymore." I'm just yelling at the top of my lungs.
Oh, that's my morning hobby now.
Oh my God.
I made a point of it not this morning. No MSNBC, no CNN this morning. I don't want to just stand up and scream at the television until noon today. It's just bad for you. So I watched, while I was having my coffee, I watched YouTube, just funny animals, cute, funny animals.
Yeah, me too. I watch the dodo all the time.
That's plenty. I need something to alter my state to start the day.
You do.
You know.
As we were talking, as we're talking right now, my phone is on because I'm watching for comments. No one's making any. But a Huffington Post just posted you know how you get the news notification that you did a news story? This is the Huffington Post that just came up, made me laugh. This woman gets paid for erotically sitting on cakes.
Oh.
I'm thinking.
Ooh. I don't know, man.
Which brings me back to yesterday and you.
Okay, what happened? I'm having a hard time remembering.
Yeah, no, you're not. No, you're not.
Can I tell my version
of it? I want
you
to tell the story. It's your story. It's hysterical. Yeah,
unfortunately.
And,
yeah.
And
you know, Susan came down.
There's no video. That's what the best.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
really
go ahead.
Glad.
What happened?
Yeah, Susan
yesterday?
Was coming downstairs to the patio, and her knee was really bothering her. So I stood up, set my plate down, and stood up. On my chair, yes, I did.
You stood up to help Susan. No, you stood up and put your plate on your chair.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
And then came over to help you, but she said, no, I'm good. Just leave me alone. Let me do this, basically.
Yeah.
And then I waited till you kind of got down to the bottom of the stairs. And then, okay, all right. Okay, she's fine. And sat down on my spanakopita. And of course,
it
would have been fine, except that it stuck to my pants.
Oh, yeah,
the whole plate.
It was hysterical. I had just gotten it out of the oven, too, so it was hot. And you said, can I talk about what happened after that or no?
Oh, please do.
And so he's standing there and he's kind of, he doesn't want to really say anything. He went, oh. And nobody really paid attention, and he takes a napkin and he starts to wipe back there. And then we all realize what he did, and he starts laughing. But I realize he's not able to reach.
And it's kind of grossing everybody out who's trying to eat
really,
finger food.
And he had this perfect indentation of spanakopita and in the grease and the spinach on his butt. And I go, I have to wipe it off. You won't ever be able to get it off.
Oh, God.
So I'm sitting there, and nobody took a picture. I could not believe. That's how old we are.
I think
we just, everybody
so
watches.
Stunned.
This would have been on TikTok had anybody in that crowd been 20 years old. It was hysterical.
And I'm thinking, well, this is a preview of things to come, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Not that you'll be the one having to do that.
Okay, but
you know,
the best
fast
part of
forward
it
20
was,
years.
The best part of it was, what did you do after that with the plate?
I can't remember.
You ate the spanakopita.
Hell yeah.
You would eat.
Oh, hell yeah. So what? It's got a little denim on it. Who cares? It was too good to waste. It didn't fall on the ground. That would have been gross.
I kept going, no, it's getting me plate. No. Oh, this is fine.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to eat this. Not going to waste it. Maybe that was my little way of not totally being defeated in the moment. I don't know. It sure was a lot of laughs, though, seeing Carl Wolfson and Don Green and
Gary. We've done this for how many years? How many have we gotten together with the same people?
Yeah.
It used
like
to be with Dave
four,
when Dave was alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we did it for years with Dave and Dwight.
Slade when he was in town.
Right? And prior to Whitney, his wife,
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, and we've gotten together usually at holiday because Don usually comes either in November or December to see her father from California, and then we get together usually at Chris's house, or last couple summers it's been at my house because I'm a big baby. But the conversation is what's the best, don't you think?
Yeah,
the conversation
right? It's always
is
so
amazing.
Intelligent and hilarious and everything you want a little party like that to be.
I know.
It was the right amount of people, too, I have to say.
Yeah,
you know,
it was.
The six people there, and that's enough.
It was fine, and
right
it was
now.
Lovely. It was lovely. It wasn't too cold. It was lovely. The breeze.
Everybody could scoot their chairs all the way back away from each other. And
but we had some good conversations about what we see coming and what, you know, when I was thinking about it yesterday is all of us, except for Gary, Carl's husband, are all in our 60s. Well, Chris is not in her 60s yet.
Yeah, right.
But so you, Dawn, and I, and Carl we've been voting for a long time. What happened?
Oh.
What do we do?
I just realized I didn't have the microphone aimed at me, so I don't know. You've been hearing me just fine, though, right?
Yeah. But what I was laughing about yesterday is that because we were talking about several different things that first of all, you and I got in a discussion this last week about the fact that they're changing the names of the Atlanta Braves
and the
Washington Redskins,
names, right, yeah.
Sports teams and everything else.
Yeah.
And how long it's taken and how ridiculous that is and how you guys, I mean, but what I also told you, which we laughed because we still don't know what a Cleveland Brown is. What is a Brown? Are they going to change their name? I don't understand.
They should really think about it.
And then Carl explained.
Because I don't want to know what the mascot is.
Carl explained it was named after the original owner of the Cleveland.
Paul Brown.
Paul Brown.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I suppose. Really? It's a good thing he didn't have a different name. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, really.
Of course, then we had a good laugh about what their new mascot should be, and we decided it should be the poop emoji.
The Browns.
Poop emoji. But, But
you know who really needs to think about maybe this is a chance for the South Carolina Gamecocks to kind of slip in under the wire. And change their team name, change their sports name to something else, and then just go, oh, no, there we are. Everybody wanted this to happen.
The Gamecocks?
You know,
I'm surprised. Really? They're named the Gamecocks, are they?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. That's in the Carolinas? Is that a Carolina?
South Carolina.
Oh, well, South Carolina. We've decided, too, that South Carolina is probably one of the worst goddamn states in the United States as far as racism goes. I mean, they're just...
Right.
Unbelievably ridiculous.
Yeah, so they'll change their name to make it something more racist. Who knows?
Yeah, probably. But when we were laughing about this on the phone the other day, our friend Susan Jones was saying that they're also realtors are changing the name of the master bedroom. They're not calling it a master bedroom.
Wow. Okay. Well,
so they're calling it the adult fuck palace.
Changes at least.
I don't know.
Called the what?
What are they going to call it? The adult fuck palace or whatever? I don't know.
Who knows what that's all about?
I don't know. We'll probably get kicked out of Facebook.
Master implies like slavery kind of a reference.
I know. What are they going to call it? The big ass bedroom.
The grown-up's bedroom?
Yeah, the grown-up's bedroom. I don't know. They can't call it master, which is good, I guess. I don't know.
Your bedroom number one?
Right. So far, no one's been watching. My buddy, our sweet Aaron's watching, but my niece.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, but we've had...
Hopefully people are outside enjoying the sunshine, right?
I know. I think it's lovely out today, too.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, we had a we were talking about sports. Did you have a I'm thinking they should bring some sports back, but obviously not basketball because I think there's too much fluids involved and
there's too much contact. Basketball, football, wrestling, there's certain things that a lot of physical contact with each other that they're not going to have to I don't know, they're talking about doing NBA down in Florida to be safe.
Because they have so many ICU beds available. That's the deal.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I know.
I know. I want to reopen too. Believe me.
God.
I want to get back to a life. I really do. I want to go camping. I've said that every episode. I want to go hang out with friends like we did yesterday. Go into restaurants. I miss that so much. But, you know, I'm not going to be comfortable doing most of that for a long time.
I know. And I was thinking about... what kind of sports people could, because you know, it's going to affect all the betting things in Vegas and all this stuff because that's a big deal, you know, the betting.
Yeah.
All that, you know.
Well, they'll bet on anything.
Well, yeah. We could. They could have slip and slide contests. Creative slip and slide contests. They could have. What was it?
Thumb wrestling contest with plastic gloves.
Yeah, you can't. No contact. But you could have. What did Don say? Yes, Don said cliff diving. Remember, cliff diving used to be a big deal. Oh, somebody's. Oh, Don's.
I sure do.
That
yeah.
was me. Sorry.
I remember used to watch Wide World of Sports. Used to have cliff divers all the time.
I know. We used to watch that all the time. Yeah, right. That was good. What else? Alligator wrestling.
Yeah, solo sports. Any solo sport like that, you know, like gymnastics, you know, tumbling and
wouldn't
that
they have
kind
of to
thing.
Clean the mat every time they tumbled, though? Every time they did gymnastics?
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, they might. Yeah, it's tricky. All of them have their own tricky set of rules that you have to really think twice about. Tennis, and we've talked about that one.
I know. Tennis. Well, you like tennis. And,
I love tennis, and they're reopening the tennis here and there around the world with only a limited number of COVID cases. And the world's number one came down with it.
I was blown away, too, the number. I mean, I saw a numbers today of, here it is. The New York Times put out a new, we're changing subjects, by the way. Because I had to go.
Okay.
I have to go with my train of thought.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have no original thoughts at all. I was blown away by the numbers that Biden is ahead. Biden's really.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Wisconsin, Biden
today.
is up by 11 points. Michigan, 11 points. These are all states that Trump won last year.
Key swing states, yeah.
Pennsylvania up by 10. See, I was shocked that Pennsylvania.
Wow, that's huge.
Did Pennsylvania go red last year? Last time? I think. Yep. Can't believe that. North Carolina. There, he's up by 9 points in North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arizona, he's up by 7.
So yeah.
But here's the kicker.
Yeah, it's
here's the one that blew me away, because I didn't think I'd see it. It hasn't gone blue in a very long time. Florida, Biden's winning by 6 points now.
Wow.
After their numbers start coming down, it's going to go up because Florida is in big trouble.
They are, you know. Thank God they
and it's sad.
Introduced
really
legislation. They introduced a lawsuit to stop the convention from happening in Jacksonville. Because
there shouldn't be a conventions. Period.
COVID.
Yeah,
there don't need to be. There doesn't need to be a convention for either party.
It
this
does
year.
Not. There needs to be Zoom. There needs to be debates without audiences. That needs to be happening.
Because a couple of the Republican. Governors, I believe, or senators that were going to speak at the convention in support of Trump decided they couldn't be in the crowd full of riffraff and COVID patients.
No.
They were going to do it on a big screen remotely. They were going to talk about how safe the country is from their bunkers. It's like Hunger Games, really, you know, or Wizard of Oz. You never actually meet the person. They're just this disembodied head that shows up and commands the people.
It's unreal. Oh, it's God. Unreal.
It's
yeah.
bizarre.
Just do. Let's just do the debates and let the. I mean, the Supreme Court's already taken care of the Electoral College. They've done some seriously good work on that by demanding that Electoral College got person goes rogue and does not vote as the popular vote of their state goes.
Right.
There'll be another election. I mean, they're messing around. They're not messing around. And
they won't allow people to do the Electoral College people to just
they can't
vote
go rogue.
They feel like.
Yeah, they can't go rogue.
Yeah,
they can't just go. Great. Oh, well, I know our state voted for so-and-so Hillary, but I think Donald Trump's the man. So we're going to go red. Really? You know,
right.
That's what happened. That's why 3 million votes of Hillary's went uncounted. I mean, they didn't, even though she won the popular vote. But so that's,
right.
And now they have to take care of the gerrymandering. I'm going to gerrymander right around my house. I think I'm just going to make my, I'm going to ask for them to make my,
draw a little
chalk line around your house. Yeah, I want to count. I'm
just, this is a, its own district.
I have my own district right here.
The District of Susan.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. So it's, and I have, you know, it all happens at one time. Now I'm having a couple things I'm doing to in the, this weekend with people are starting to try to get together. I mean, I was so happy we got together yesterday. But it's, we're having a big,
Here and there.
We're having a get together at my brother's on tomorrow too for family members.
People?
Well, but,
a few more?
Yeah, there'll be a few more. There'll be a few more than six.
Yeah. You know, just do what you can do, right?
Yeah, and we'll be outside, obviously, and no bathrooms. And...
You know, it's like a wedding list where you have to cross some names off because you can only have so many. And there's going to be some maybe hurt feelings if you don't invite everybody, but...
Yeah, and that...
You got to do... You got to stay safe right now.
Yeah, you do. And there's, I mean, there's a party down the, in the alley for my neighbor who's, these kids that graduated this year, I feel so bad for him. And he deserves this great graduation because he's been a four pointer since junior high. I mean, he's never had a B in his life, practically. He's just this really smart kid, great, you know, and he graduated this year and they're going to have an outdoor very small, I think 6 or 7 people graduation party for him.
Man.
In the alley. I know. It's just sad.
Yeah. It's better than nothing, I guess. Yeah.
I know.
But they'll remember it.
Yeah.
It's a historic graduation. Hopefully this won't be every year.
No.
So yeah, they'll remember it in their own way. I think,
they will definitely remember. It's definitely something that, you know, you don't forget that you missed out on everything that, you know, that normal people usually get to do, you know.
You know what's...
I'm still holding a grudge against the prom. You know, I never went to prom.
Same here. I got asked to the high school prom by someone who told me she wanted to make her boyfriend jealous. So that was fun.
Seriously?
That was exciting. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was my best friend. So that's why she invited me to make him feel jealous because he invited someone else. And she told me as much. So that was awkward when she... felt like she had to kiss me goodnight on the porch. I'm like, well, why? What's the point of that? Where's this going? You know? But yeah, I remember that. Uh-oh, you're freezing up on me. Susan Rice is frozen in the house. Uh-oh, don't know what that means. Hope she comes back. I wish I knew if you could hear me right now. Are you back? This might have to be edited out or leave it. That tends to be what we usually do. Oh, crashity crash. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here he comes. He's coming back on. There you go. You froze.
Okay.
Yeah, we had you. You had we had you like this for a while. This is how you look.
It's never a good face. It's never a good face. It's always. Yeah, you're frozen again. What we're streaming. This is good. Good that it's the streaming is still working. So we're getting all of this gold, this comedy gold.
It's a good thing we don't have a whole lot of people watching.
I know.
I think we're going to have to end it.
Nobody sees this.
I know, because we're freezing. You're freezing.
Yeah.
Out. Yeah.
That's what didn't happen at the party yesterday. Nobody froze in the middle of a sentence.
I know. It was good. It was good.
That's what's great about live.
Yeah. Yeah.
Events.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we should probably end it
before you freeze again.
You know what? If we freeze again, that'll be the end of it.
Okay.
Let's just see what happens. Okay. Let's live on the edge. I wanted to talk about something that we talked about yesterday, how for a lot of people, comedians, musicians, artists in general, and other people, this is a chance to reset because your job isn't there anymore.
Right.
Whatever it may have been, it's just poof, it's gone.
Yep.
And, you know, we've spent 37 years of our lives, and it's your identity of building this identity, of becoming a comedian. And then to have it all just disappear, you know, overnight, literally, is what happened. And yeah. Now we have to figure out, I'm trying to figure out, like, what do I want to do? What next? What can I do with the rest of my life creatively and productively? How can I still contribute to the
besides male dancing?
Well, there's always, that's my fallback.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But that's drying up. I got to tell you.
Well, you know, dad bodies are in, buddy. Dad bodies are in.
Dad bodies, you said.
Dad, like father, okay. Father body. Yeah,
yeah, I thought you were talking Dexter or something like that. What? I didn't know about this.
You know, not Dexter, no.
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge. I really don't know what the answer is. I think it's going to be online. And from after that, I have no idea, really, where we're all going to go from here. There's got to be a way to make people laugh. And I don't think Zoom comedy shows are great just right now. They're just not the same. It's like an extra thick condom. It's just not the same for either party.
Okay.
Yeah, it's graphic.
No,
it is, but
I've been graphic too.
It's just not the
same.
No,
it's just not the same. And I was thinking, yeah, there's going to be a... I'll say that I think some of our friends are creating something that's going to build into something else, like our buddy Augie. I think there's going to be...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with his nightly push-ups. Yeah, I think it's a...
Yeah, well, he's such a funny guy and such a great writer that he can just... talk off the top of his head and come up with.
Well, he's a ranter, and he's a ranter, and his rants are amazing. Yeah, right. And he went off the other night about you know how the school systems, which I believe is just ridiculous, but the school systems are now contacting parents, asking them what they think they should do. Well, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right. Don't you have an idea?
I mean, parents have enough to worry about right at the moment. And you know, let's get creative. Okay. Well, let's get creative. How about we create a school board that has a goddamn imagination?
Yeah. You tell me. Come up with a plan.
Yeah. Come up with a plan.
It's complicated.
Yeah.
It's complicated. And our friend Don Green, who's in education, was talking about the three options right now are on the table or. To do like every other day, split up the classes to half a size, or to do some version of virtual classrooms again, which is really hard, trying to keep their attention. Young kids, keeping their attention aimed at a lecture on a screen.
Yeah, you'd almost have to be animated to the point of ridiculousness to keep the kids. And some, you know, and again, some parents don't have the capacity or don't have internet or don't have... You know, this is where the internet companies need to step up. If you have small children in your house, you get a discount on internet so that your children can go to school. I mean, there's ways of, you know, of big corporations stepping up. Each kid gets a laptop and, you know, and then instructions on how to use it and how, you know, because my niece Erin teaches at Tualatin High School and she taught online for the last, you know, 4 months, through June into June. And, and that was high school. And that's about actually finding the students. You got to go call them up and go, are you coming to class? Cause it's all we're on, you know, that kind of side or just checking in with them. Cause a lot of them take care of their siblings in the daytime cause their parents work and all this stuff. I mean, it's a crapshoot. It's so hard to, how do you teach in little kids? My God, they're like squirrel, you know.
Oh, God, no kidding.
You know,
right.
Just too much.
Right.
They need to be sat down and focused. Yeah, it's too hard. It's too hard. I'm so glad I'm barren. I could never. I just think it's just.
I'm glad Liam's out of the school system now. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Man, because, I can't imagine the stress of having little kids right now. Oh, my God. And then that conference the other day, the news conference where they noticeably left Fauci out of the conversation when they needed to explain to everybody how important it was that you all get back to school now. It's really important that you all get back to school right now. It'll be safe for the kids. It's good for the kids to all get back to school now.
Did you see where Fauci announced that he hasn't briefed the president in weeks? It's been weeks.
That, well, what's the point? You're talking to somebody who's not listening.
Yeah, he's not been asked to update the president on what's happening, you know, with the virus. And it's going to be a hard fall and trying to get these, you know, and poor Dawn's got to recruit. She works for a Target school. She works for, it's a performing arts school in L.A., under L.A. Unified. She's up in the Valley. And she gets, you know, she has to recruit kids to come to her school, and she has to make it, you know, inviting because it's a middle school.
Right.
And it's going to be hard, and teachers are going to lose their jobs. And speaking of jobs, we have to talk about this.
Oh.
Did you look at your email today?
Yeah, briefly.
Did you get the email from
the one from the Oregon? I saw that there was a new page, Oregon unemployment.
Yeah,
page
go
that
look
I could
at
go visit
it
if I wanted to.
What?
Okay, was it helpful?
No. What was hysterical about it was, it was from the Oregon unemployment division here. And for those of you who actually are not in the United States or listening to us, the unemployment in here in Portland and in Oregon has been absolutely a cluster because it's there's over 70,000 applications that have not yet been processed for the PUA CARES Act for gig workers and independent contractors, which Art and I Art's wife fall under. Most comics do. And we haven't been paid. We haven't seen a dime. And they have been just completely, they've lied to us now. It's real, obviously, they've lied to us. And now they have this new director. He's been in the office. He's been there for about a month. And they sent out a letter today with a new website, which they needed desperately. They needed a new website for, you know, to give people exact instructions on how to A, apply, and B, do weekly and all this other stuff. But then they had a big new fact, questions often asked. So they have this questions often asked area where you can go in and, you know, if you have that same question, read about it. Not one of those questions.
Problem, one of them?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not one of those questions was, where is my check? I mean, it doesn't address their issues and why they're not getting people their money.
Here's a question. How come Oregon is the only state that got overwhelmed by unemployment claims? Because it's not the only state to have them. It's not the only state to just get overwhelmed. You know, how come every other state, all our friends in Idaho and Washington and California have their check now?
Yeah.
We're going to lose this internet. I can see
I know.
It's about to happen.
I know.
Hey, I hope everybody's got a drink in their hand. It's Friday. It's 4:44 p.m. That's time for a margarita or a beer or a glass of wine. Or if you're a non-drinker, today I'm just drinking licorice tea. Party, party, party.
Well, I think that I think we're going to have to end the podcast here. But there was one more thing I was going to tell you that I don't think. Oh, I noticed. Well, anyway, we'll save this one for later. I hope you guys are staying safe, and Art will keep us posted on his progress of his COVID.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and if he has it and he was over here yesterday, I will probably have to put a hit on him.
No, man, God.
No, that's
that was
okay.
My first thought. I was like, "What? Oh, wait a minute! No, what?"
I think you're gonna. I think you're gonna be fine. I think you're gonna be fine. So, anyway, all right.
We were pretty careful.
Have a cocktail. Find a way.
Happy Friday, everybody.
See you later.
So long now. What? Okay. Call Susan. Yeah, I'm just trying to get back in there now. Yeah, I was just gonna, shut it off the live stream to keep the conference going. Yeah, well, it just disappeared on me completely. I think I have to. Oh shit.
You don't have to send anyone up. You want me to send it to you?
Oh, is it still going? Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, you gonna email or are you gonna message it?
Yeah, just gonna email it to you right now.
Okay.
Get it?
Not yet.
Your
right.
Internet's all goofy.
Yeah, it's really slow today. There we go. Just showed up. Okay, there we go. Let's get back on there. Okay. There we go. All right, and I don't have you in here, though. I think I have to re-invite. Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm coming on now.
Oh, okay, great. All right. All right. Fuck.
There we go.
You know what else? I had it on speaker view the whole time, so it was just my big fat head instead of gallery view.
Oh. Fuck. I had it on double. I had it on double. But
well,
maybe,
we'll see what
but I had it on you on gallery, but yeah, it might have been, I wasn't watching it on our Facebook page. I was looking at the comments, but I wasn't.
Oh, okay. So it was somebody who was watching, huh?
Well, Aaron,
you
want to
hear what
watching.
I got so far? You want to hear what I got so far?
It actually was, yeah, I do. Actually, it was it wasn't on gallery on Facebook.
Oh,
on
still
Facebook.
Recording, huh? How about that?